This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football. Friday, Jelani Tavai, and the first installment of Pudge's Pals, your chance to find a forever friend and give that forever friend a forever home Friday at 9. By the way, I've been getting a ton of great feedback from Newport people on the show Friday. And we had a blast down there, and I wanted to give you a heads up because everything is set for our next trip out, and it is an annual thing that we have done on this show for the last 3 or 4 years, but we're taking the morning portion on the road. And so on Friday, November 8th, it is used to be called Lunch with a Hero. I guess we'll still call it Lunch with a Hero. But it is our celebration of those who have served this country, and we are doing it at the American Heritage Museum. And I am also declaring it to be the 100th birthday party celebration for Joe Landry, who we met last year at our Lunch with a Hero and fought at the Battle of the Bulge. And is an incredible guy and is about to celebrate his 100th birthday. And so we're going to celebrate it with him. And on Monday, I will tell you how you can join us and bring your hero and join us at the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and is an incredible place.
Greg, do you think it would be a douche move if Shime introduced himself as someone who also conquered the Battle of the Bulge?
Well played.
Shime, you've done a great job. Really, that Drake May jersey looks fantastic on you now.
Thanks.
Really,
it's a little big.
It's a little roomy. All right.
Especially in the sleeves.
We're going to try second helping leads. Are you going to get to... I guess we don't need a lead intro, or do you want to get to... Might as well do the
I didn't pick out a song or anything. How are we doing this exactly?
Something.
Give us the lay of the land.
An alternate lead, something that you would have... that you considered for your lead, but you went in a different direction. Your chance to either redeem yourself or add when it comes to what you think may be an important topic the rest of the day today. Anybody have one?
I have one.
Okay, you have one, Courtney?
And I have photos to go along with it. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has some photos. But Gen Zers are deciding that pajamas to work are A-OK.
Wearing pajamas to work.
Correct.
Have we just given up on life in general?
No.
Have you all just given up, Gen Zers?
Well, they're styling them.
Okay.
It's not like they're just rolling out of bed.
Oh.
They are wearing, it's mostly pajama bottoms are wearing with a blazer, maybe a pair of sneakers and a t-shirt.
Pajama bottoms and a blazer?
Oh, yeah.
You got some photos for us?
Yeah, Mitch has them.
Mitch has some for Twitch.
Yep.
All right, if you're watching a show on Twitch or YouTube.
And I gotta say, it looks okay. I mean, I understand, like, this, for example, if you're watching right now, the blue pair.
They look like scrubs.
Well, yeah, those ones look like scrubs, but they're actually pajama pants that they're dressing up. It's the boomers, though, are saying not okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to pitch somebody a deal for $100,000, and you're showing up in pajamas?
No, you can't.
Do you think the person that is doing the buying thinks you're serious about it?
No.
It's all about the style and the fashion right
it's
now.
It's not.
It
That's
really...
what you're telling yourselves.
Mm. Yeah. What's the style?
pajama.
They're calling it the lazy girl style. Lazy.
Well, yeah. That's on point. That's accurate.
What would you call lazy chic? Chic lazy.
Well, I mean, Curtis, everybody's wearing athleisure right now, so it's pretty similar when it comes to that. If you're dressing it up with a blazer, I did run into this when I was at Nessun once, where I was following the fad of wearing PJs, like silk PJs, as like an outfit. And I was quickly told that was not okay. yes. So never did it again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm open to anything and work-life balance and feeling comfortable. But it just feels like that when you get up in the morning and you're going to work, you ought to throw something on.
Not to work. Maybe.
Look at this young lady.
Yeah, that though. Yeah, she looks like, what do the old heads call it? A bag of ants?
Yes.
Bag of vans.
Isn't that what they call it?
I was thinking of the movie with Will Smith and Matt Damon.
No, but Greg, isn't that what they call it?
You mean a vagabond?
Oh, I don't know, like a hobo?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a vagabond.
Vagabond, I don't know.
All right, pretty good one, Courtney.
Yeah, I have no issue as long as they're clean.
All right, anybody else have a second helping lead?
Yeah, I do. I have a nice, juicy second helping lead with a little bit of James River sauce. Patriots win on Sunday with Drake May at the helm.
Okay.
They beat the Texans because you are going to see a change in vibe down at Gillette.
Okay.
With him now being in there. You're going to see a change on offense where you're going to go, wow, this actually looks pretty good when you have a guy that has his capability of being able. And look what the teams like Denver and Washington, you know, even Chicago, the energy level is just different with the younger guy in there. So,
okay.
I would also like to have a secondary lead quickly. The Jets season may not end in the failure I predicted given the change in Robert Saleh.
Ooh, okay.
I believe that now Aaron Rodgers knows his ass is on the line. All the excuses are out the window. They will likely acquire Davante Adams in a trade.
Yeah.
He got rid of Robert Saleh. Now it's on him. That Monday night game will decide the AFC East. The Bills have lost two straight, I believe, to the Ravens and the Texans. And then so you have Josh Allen going against Aaron Rodgers in a must-win for both teams Monday night. Should be one of the best Monday night games of the year.
Okay, excellent. Chime, you have a second helping lead?
To be honest with you, Greg, I think the most important story is and has been Drake May as the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots.
So you're sticking with your original
lead. I am staking my flag right there on Drake May Mountain.
Okay. Mine is I require a douche move ruling on something that Mark Zuckerberg did yesterday. It's not the actual thing that he did. It's posting about it. Mark Zuckerberg took to Instagram to inform the world that he went to Porsche and had them design a custom Porsche minivan for his wife.
Saw this.
And so if you're watching on Twitch, the two of them are. He got himself a matching Porsche while he was at it.
Oh.
Mitch has an alternate photo. If you'd like to see what a Porsche minivan looks like, it is one of a kind, and that is what it looks like. Now, I understand he made his money.
Got that bread, man.
He's allowed to spend it as he likes. But is it a douche move to post about it?
No. And did you see the video?
Because I mean, there are a lot of people struggling right now. There are a lot of people who can't afford groceries.
Since the guy who posts $500 dinners twice a week.
And I don't know, Courtney, if you've seen the video of this, the back doors slide open like a...
That's why Wiki likes it.
That's why... Well, people wouldn't have known if they didn't see it. I like it. I think it actually looks...
It looks nice.
Like, if you're going to have a minivan, that's the kind of minivan that, you know, you'd like to have. Not bad.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's a douche move.
Yeah. Especially, you know, when you got that type of bread. I mean, if you could post it.
All right.
Well, no, go on social media to see how other people live if you have
a problem with it.
Well, if you're in a world where, like, damn, you're struggling to make ends meet, and then you're going to be mad at them for living, you know, their lives, I would say stay off social media.
I wonder what he paid for that. To get Porsche. But people get mad if I say Porsche. I mean, I think it's Porsche. But
Porsche, right?
To get Porsche to customize one Porsche minivan, what do you think that costs you?
I bet he probably paid north of 250.
I think more.
Yeah, 250 to 300. Because if it's
it's at least $1,000.
Radio Chick says that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Well, I don't know.
Is she talking about Zuckerberg or the car?
Minivans in general are ugly. They're not good looking.
It's not as ugly as the Tesla truck.
No,
the Tesla truck
that
is the ugliest.
That thing is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Cybertruck?
Yeah.
But, you know, for a soccer mom who comes from money, this is probably like, it'll grow on you.
It better be electric.
It probably is. I mean, because that, at the regular, it looks like it's the Porsche Panorama frame or body, so I bet it probably costs, $300,000, $250,000 to $300,000.
All right. Well, second helping leads.
I like it.
You like it?
I do.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.